who's an indoor rock climbing specialist at an indoor climbing centre in Wendy Valley, Paddy.
Morning, Spencer.
Oh, good.
It's a Monday day today for me.
It's what?
Oh, I've lost my headset. I said it's a brown Monday day for
me. Okay.
Oh, no. A giant wedge here for my harness. Actually, rock climbing as I'm speaking to you.
You are getting risque. First the Pauline Hanson stuff, and now Brad Undy's day. So you're actually climbing now.
Yes, I am. I'll just get you to hold that for me, Chris. And if I can find another hand grip here. Oh, where's my microphone? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat.
How am I going so far?
Well, if the viewers can only see this television.
Oh, look, I must say, I might be about 2 feet off the ground. Hang on, wait. I'm going to jump down.
Oh. How was that for you, Paddy? How was that experience?
It was fantastic. My left arm is 6 inches long. Oh, dear. That was fun. This is an interesting place. Obviously, it's an indoor rock climbing thing. There are all sorts of little synthetic rocks of all different colours on the floor. This is a beginner's one. It's all blue. How'd I go?
Not pretty good, actually, but I think you probably just proved that it is for everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Now, I've read that you've even got older people coming along and doing this, as well as the young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We're running a thing with the Brisbane City Council at the moment for the over 50s, and we've had people in here over the last couple of weeks from 50 to 80.
Right, and how do they go?
They absolutely love it. Probably at least half of them have rebooked to come back.
Do they get higher than me? Anyone would get higher than me.
Yeah, I think you're having fun though, aren't you?
Oh, I was. Now, it's quite safe, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's very safe. As you're climbing, you're wearing a harness, you know, as you are. And...
yes, have a look at me. Yes, there's my harness.
Yes, we can see that.
My big thing, whatever it is.
Carabiner.
One of them.
Yeah, so as you're going up the wall, you know, you're on a rope, and the person on the ground manages the rope and keeps on a tight one. So if you fall off, you know, you're not going to go anywhere. So
just swing in the air.
That's right. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So when you mentioned the colours before, that indicates the level of difficulty. So that way, for people with no experience at all, you know, they've got an idea of where they have to go on the wall and what sort of difficulty they're up against.
Right. I thought I went all right. Here, it's just all blue. What's the green? Is that the next level up, is it?
It's about 4 levels up.
Oh, okay. No, I can hold on to any green.
We'll do one of them next.
Why is it so popular?
Well, there's just something in it for everybody. For a lot of people, it's the perfect place to learn to climb. For the hardcore climber, it's a perfect training venue. But for probably, you know, 90% of everybody else, it's just a lot of fun.
I'm going to do it again.
And obviously, it's an all-weather situation, of course, being indoors, I suppose.
Well, that's right. And I believe that even, hang on, one of the private schools now has even their own private rock climbing wall. So even schools putting in their own facilities, Chris.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the school can see that it's great for developing trust and self-esteem and setting goals, lots of things like that, so the schools love it.
Do you get school groups that come through with you, or...?
Hang on, you can't answer because I've got the microphone and I'm trying to climb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do school quite regularly, yep.
I have to jump down again, hang on.
You're just, I've worked this out, Paddy. You're just sitting in a coffee shop with Chris and you're just making all these sounds. You're not really rock climbing.
No, I really am. I'm my strained left arm muscles through it.
Right, I want to see that it's half an inch longer than the other arm.
As long as I don't break a finger, I'm all right. So, we're talking about school.
It's interesting that women do surprisingly well at this. A lot of men come in and try and muscle their way up. But climbing is about using your legs and using your head. So women come in with their guys, and more often than not, will out-climb them. You see some bruised ego sometimes.
What's the
first thing to do with the view from the bottom at all? Oh, you go ahead, honey. I'll just stay here a bunch.
Yeah, it has its moments.
What's the wall made of?
The wall itself is actually timber. But right. There's all different shapes and features that, you know, are overhanging. So, and then all the holes are bolt on. So that allows us to build climbs from absolute easy peasy right through to extreme.
All right. So what are the practical details? When are you open and, you know, how do people get along there?
We're open at 10 o'clock every day, 7 days a week. We're open till 9:30 on weeknights and 6 o'clock on weekends. And we're right here at 224 Barry Parade in the Valley.
Oh.
If you're an older person, go to the city council and book in one of these things. This is a great challenge, isn't it?
Yep, sure is. Yep.
All right, we'll leave you climbing there, Patty. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, thank you very much.
And thank you, Patty.
Thanks,
all right, pull those underpants out now.
I will.
All right, Patty Beecham at the Indoor Climbing Centre there at Fortitude Valley. Chris Ellis as well, who's a rock climbing specialist. 20 past.